This is Jason Anderson, director of the Compline Choir. As we celebrate 65 years of praying and chanting the office of Compline at St. Mark's Cathedral in Seattle, we share with you this podcast of the office of Compline, recorded live by the Compline Choir. Please support this podcast and the ministry of the choir by making a sustaining or one-time offering on our website at complinechoir.org. Thank you for joining our online congregation.
The Compline Choir and St. Mark's Cathedral acknowledge that we gather on the traditional land of the first people of Seattle, the Duwamish people, who are still here. And we honor with gratitude the life, the land itself, and the life of all the Coast Salish tribes. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have all turned to our own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
We
and bring us to life everlasting through Jesus.
Christ our Lord. Amen.
May the Almighty and merciful Lord grant unto us pardon and remission of all our sins, time for amendment of life, and the grace and comfort of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Rend your hearts and not your clothing. Return to the Lord your God, who is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love.
Thanks be to God.
The hymn for this service is, O cross, whose wood is all our race's boast.
For me, son.
quiet in peace.
According to thy word. For my eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, to be a light to lighten the Gentiles, and to be the glory of thy people Israel. Preserve us, O Lord, while waking, and guard us while sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in
I believe in God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us. Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Blessed art thou, Lord God of our fathers,
to be praised and glorified above all forever.
Let us bless the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Let us praise and magnify him forever.
Blessed art thou, O Lord, in the firmament of heaven,
to be praised and glorified above all forever.
The Almighty and Most Merciful Lord, guard us and give us his blessing. Almighty and ever-living God, who of thy tender love towards mankind hast sent thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to take upon him our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross, that all mankind should follow the example of his great humility. Mercifully grant that we may both follow the example of his patience and also be made partakers of his resurrection. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, giver of life and health, comfort and relieve thy sick servant, Janine, and give thy power of healing to those who minister to her needs, that she may be strengthened in her weakness and have confidence in your loving care. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O God, whose mercies cannot be numbered, accept our prayers on behalf of thy servants, Eloise, Buster, Matilda, Andrea, and Georgia, and grant them an entrance into the land of light and joy in the fellowship of thy saints. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
O Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who at this evening hour didst rest in the sepulchre, and didst thereby sanctify the grave to be a bed of hope to thy people, make us to be abound in sorrow for our sins, that when our bodies lie in the dust, our souls may live with thee, who livest and reignest with the Father and the Holy Ghost, one God, world without end.
Anthem this evening is Obus Omnis, a setting by Peter Halleck. The text is from the first chapter of the Lamentations of Jeremiah. O all you who pass by this way, look and see whether there is any sorrow like my sorrow.
This is nothing to you. All you do, God, is fall.
the Son, and the Holy Ghost, bless and preserve us.
Amen.
This has been a podcast of the Office of Compline, recorded live at St. Mark's Episcopal Cathedral in Seattle by the Compline Choir. Please support this podcast and the ministry of the choir by making a sustaining or one-time offering on our website at complinechoir.org. Thank you for joining our online congregation.